From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report killing a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Ali Abed al-Rab bin Talab, better known as Abu Anwar, was the head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Yemeni officials said Abu Anwar's convoy was heading to the southern port city of Aden when it was attacked. The Somali militant group al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. The video released Friday may be the first instance of a U.S.-designated terrorist group using current issues in the United States to attract followers online. Authorities are trying to determine what caused an inferno at a high-rise luxury hotel in downtown Dubai that burned during the city's New Year's Eve fireworks extravaganza. The Address Hotel on fire provided a dramatic real-life scene as thousands of people watching the fireworks display across the street looked on. The hotel is located near the Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest building in the world. VOA's Margaret Bashir, who is spending her holiday in Dubai, said many fire trucks and water tanks were still in front of the hotel on Friday.
Authorities here are saying that the internal parts of the hotel were not gutted by the fire. That I think they had a very advanced sort of sprinkler system that seems to have kept the fire from spreading internally. But the facade is really badly damaged on the north side of the building.
The hotel was evacuated during the fire, but 14 people suffered minor injuries and one person experienced a heart attack. The blaze appeared to be extinguished by Friday. This is VOA News. An explosion.